a good girl, loves her mama, loves kids.
Okay, we're back. You know, I just had a great idea. I used to joke about it, doing a tour at the Capitol, you know. But I think I could do my little pizza box tour, like, you know, staggered off of what theirs are to just have, and let everybody know it's going to be a fun time, right? It's not going to be, well, back in 1856, whatever. The State House wasn't even in Madison then, was it? It was over in Belmont? Ooh, little history that I might know.
Little fun fact of the day.
1848. And after that, we just got drunk. Because we're number one in alcohol per capita. We're number one in racism, at least in incarceration terms and others, segregation. We're number one in that. And yesterday, we just became number one in COVID infestations per capita.
Yeah, it's crazy, the COVID outbreak here. And once you get outside of Dane County, too, if you're wearing a mask, they look at you like you're crazy.
Well, I can't believe Swiss is not our state cheese with all the holes we got going on here. And speaking of that, I'm just going to go right back to the air and take Cassandra's call. Thanks, Cassandra.
Hi, Pizza Box Mike. You are holding it down for Matt while he is gone. Nice job.
Isn't it crazy that he puts a left-wing nut like me on when he's much more grounded than I am? Some would think.
Yeah, it is a little jarring. He's a little more moderate in his views, but
you know what? He's got a great sense of humor, because when I call and say things that are over the top, he usually chuckles with me. Yeah, so I think it's a great contrast.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Well, what I wanted to say is that the Democratic Party, you know, they just have absolutely no street hustle, because anyone with any kind of sense would have known Joe Manchin was never going to vote for BBB.
Right? He's a Republican. Why would he vote for it?
Really? And some of the statements that he made for why he's not going to vote for it, basically, it was the rhetoric of the 90s.
Yeah. Dog whistle racism there. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And these people are unworthy or undeserving of these benefits. But I just wanted to make a point, because I know there are a couple of other callers. I spoke with Earl last week, and he was absolutely aghast when I stated that I will not support Tony Evers and the Biden-Harris administration on the ticket for their next elections, and they just have not delivered to improve my quality of life, and they really have not tried to really use the tools at their disposal to to really try and fight the Republicans. We'll stick with Joe Manchin here. He should be stripped of his committee seats.
He should be tarred and feathered.
Yes. And also, Chuck Schumer should resign from the leadership. We sealed our fate in 2020 when they did not acquire good candidates to run for three seats, Maine, Iowa, and Kansas. Those were winnable seats if we had pushed really good candidates, and we didn't get them. Now we have three seats available for 2022, Wisconsin, Florida, and Missouri. Those are the three winnable seats. And I am not seeing the Democratic Party doing anything. Nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, they deserve to lose in 2022. And let's use 2024 as a rebuilding year. But their butt-whooping, as far as I'm concerned, it's well-deserved and long overdue. All right. Well, Pizza Box Mike, thank you for letting me talk.
Hey, you're anytime. And I agree with quite a bit of what you said. But I'm not, I can't tank on Evers. I can't, because, you know, I will in one sense, okay? He's used his pulpit more than anybody in the Capitol and the Democratic Party side of, say, Melissa Gard, right? You know, she's always out there up front standing up for the little people, which is where this battle is at. If you want to win, you got to bring the little people. You can't be worried about, we don't want to offend this person, we don't want to offend that person. I don't give a damn about the Joe Manchins or anybody that's fool enough to vote for that guy, okay? Republican or Democrat or whatever. I don't like to call myself either of those. I'm just so sick of this. This is how they win. It's the divide and conquer, right? You know, one side's got a, you know, it's got a D next to it. I got to go with it, man. I got to go with it. I got to be a loyalist. Man, you're not being loyal to your grandchildren. Neither side. I can't understand what the future of their, you know, don't they think about their kids or their grandkids or, you know, the future of the planet? Apparently not, right?
I want to jump in and just defend Evers on a couple issues, too, where I think he's been very strong. One is in opposing gerrymandering, and the other is opposing these anti-voter bills that the Republicans were pushing through the legislature, and if it weren't for him, you know, they'd be enacted by now.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much they can do, but I understand Cassandra's feelings, definitely. And that's the same way I felt when I was with the Fight for 15, when the brass and that, you know, movement decided, hey, you know, this is connected to D.C. We're going, you know, we're going with the D.C. crowd, you know, Hillary. She's powerful. We'll get her. And I warned them, man. I said, this ain't going to work, man. We're doing the Fight for 15. These young people here, man, they know what's going on. They'd tell me, well, Mike, I can't tell them that Bernie Sanders is for 15 and Hillary's for 12? Well, I'm a hell of a leader, aren't I? And it even got to the point, and I don't care anymore. They don't care. They're not using me to try and accomplish anything anymore. Part of that's COVID, but part of it's because I stood up and said I disagree with this. Okay, I didn't know. You can offer me a nice salary for a week and a car and a gas card, and I'm not going to sell my soul. I thought about it. I gave it a couple days. I thought, well, I can continue to struggle like this, and I'm going to, because that's where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to sell out. I'm not part of the I got mine crowd. I'm part of the I'm going to help these guys get something crowd, because it's fun, man. And I see Mark from the SAC. You're on there. We'll come back and take you after the break, man.